following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Listen, gas isn't getting any cheaper these days, so you want to maximize your fuel economy as much as you can. So use your Motorhead and get Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Compared to Lucas Fuel Treatment, Gum Out Regain has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many fuel system parts, and remains effective for up to 10 fill-ups. Lucas wants you to buy a bottle each time you fill your tank. Really? Every fill-up? Yeah, whatever. I'd rather drive smarter and maximize my fuel economy with Gum Out Regain. Do the same and buy it now at AutoZone.
Everybody and their brother, sisters, and second cousins are saying they can save you money on car insurance. Well, who listens to brothers, sisters, and second cousins? GEICO's been saving people money on car insurance for over 70 years. That's longer than most companies have been around. That's probably longer than you've been around. Believe me, when it comes to saving you money, this isn't GEICO's first time to the rodeo.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy press conference that's already in progress. Doug and Daddy, what's the secret to your success?
It's amazing the creativity Keystone Light gives a person.
I understand that you guys did a TV pilot for the show. How did that go?
Nobody wanted to watch it. I would have demanded a refund if I'd have paid to watch that.
Thank God Barbecue Paradise was on the Travel Channel.
And I understand that there's been a controversy with your research staff.
Our research department here at the Doug and Daddy Show is not very deep.
It's limited at best.
It's limited is a good word. Our crack research staff here named Merritt tells me that that's pretty much
it. He's on crack.
Yeah, Merritt coming up on the rough side of the tracks.
Good work, Merritt. Man.
This concludes the press conference. Let's get to the intros. Sports director Doug Duda.
It takes absolutely an IQ of 12 to figure that out. Great. Wow. They really drew up a great play. Show some discipline.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You're the worst team in the tournament. What if I lost 90 pounds? I wouldn't be fat. It's a super mega conference.
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good Friday morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday. What do we do after this? Spring football's over?
Then we start talking about summer football, I think.
Oh, okay. The NBA playoffs begin tomorrow. The NHL playoffs are underway in the Stanley Cup. There's golf going on. Rory McIlroy evidently found his clubs, and he's shooting well in Malaysia and Tigers in China and, you know,
Kevin Na just having another stroke.
If we have time, yeah, see, Kevin Na, when they make the movie of my life, Kevin Na can do the golf scene. You know, him or Gary McCord, you know.
Was that, how painful was it?
I swear, I turned it over yesterday. I'm doing sports. I'm cutting some audio in here for the afternoon sports. I flip it over at the exact moment he pipes his second drive into the trees. And I watch it all live, and I'm just going, I've been there. Maybe you've never taken a 16, but I've hit it in places like that.
No, you don't take a 16 because your buddies don't make you take a 16.
Well, yeah, eventually you just pick it up and move on to the next hole.
Okay.
They can't do that.
He knocks it into the trees the first time,
yeah.
But he found it. That was the bad part, right?
Well, he had no out, so there was no place to drop the ball, from my understanding. I mean, there was no place that would have been a place that he could have dropped that would have been any better than going back to the tee. So he went back to the tee and piped into the trees again. This time he said, to hell with it. I'm going to slap it out. Then he hits the tree in front of him. It ricochets. It hits him. So that's two more strokes when the ball hits you. Then he's got to take a drop. He's got a whiff in there. He punches it out. It goes backwards, I think, two, if not. I know it went backwards twice. It might have went backwards three times. And then he about drains that, what was it, a 35, 40-foot putt for a 15? I mean, they didn't know what it was at the time. At first, they had all settled on a 15. Then they settled on a 16. He thought maybe it was a 14. The sad thing is he was 3-under the rest of the round, and the lead was 5-under.
I was just...
And had he parred that hole, he would have been 2 off the lead. Instead, he ends the day at 8-over.
But
or maybe
80,
it was 9-0 because it was an 80 the score.
But it was an 80.
Not quite like Rory McIlroy's 80.
No, but it's still an 80, which there's nothing wrong with shooting an 80 every once in a while, even on the PGA Tour. I mean, an 80, it's not like he shot 89 and, oh, well, he got a 16 and he was 3-over. No, he shot an 80. with a freaking 16.
Wonder what he'll shoot today. Wonder what he'll shoot today. Coming up on our program today, we're going to talk with former Loper Mason Brodeen. He actually still a Loper, but his football career over for UNK. And we'll talk to him about what lies ahead for his football career, because he wants to continue it, of course. And we've been talking with some of the ex-Huskers as they get ready for the draft. Mason's and a couple of other Lopers have worked out in front of some pro scouts. We'll talk with him in a minute here about that. We'll also catch up with Brian Rosenthal of the Lincoln Journal-Star to talk a little bit about the spring game. But I also want to touch on basketball with him on a couple of different fronts. Doc Sadler getting the contract extension, but in the grand scheme of things, his pay raise is not much. Now, $900,000, that's a lot, but it was $800,000. And he's still going to be one of the lowest paid coaches, whether you want to say the Big 12 or the Big 10 that Nebraska is moving into. He's still going to be one of the lowest, if not the lowest paid coach in the conference. And a lot of people say, well, what has he done to do anything? He's got some bonuses in there. I find it funny. He'll make more money if the Huskers make the NCAA tournament than if they win the Big Ten. Yeah, what's harder? What's harder?
I guess one would leap you to the
other. Let me throw this out to you. No matter how good Doc Sadler does, and no matter how good, he would have to have, by far, the greatest Nebraska basketball team in history to win a Big Ten title. In history.
Undoubted.
In history. Danny Nee and the boys won a Big Eight conference postseason tournament. They never won the regular season. And those are the best teams Nebraska's ever had.
Rated as high as, what, sixth or eighth in the country? Something like that. Never happened.
So I ask you, will Doc Sadler ever win a Big Ten regular season title?
Never. No.
Will he ever win a tournament title?
No.
Big Ten? Okay.
And I'm all for Nebraska basketball. I'm all for Doc Sadler. It's just, with the Ohio States, with Michigan States perennially getting to the Elite Eight and getting the top talent from the cities of Detroit, Chicago, Milwaukee, you pick them in that neck of the woods, be very, very difficult.
And apparently also, Brian writing yesterday that Nebraska will get to host a game in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Now, Nebraska had been in the Big 12 Pac-10 hardwood series. You know, a couple other conferences have been doing that, and Nebraska had played Oregon. I think when it started, they played Arizona State. USC had been the most recent, but obviously getting to host an ACC team will be exciting. It's been announced that Nebraska, Iowa, Michigan State, Ohio State, Minnesota, Purdue, they get the host for the Big Ten next year, and then obviously there'll be six teams in the ACC, or however they want to work that out, because there's not as many teams in the ACC. But they try to seed them. If you're the number, if Ohio State, they're not going to have Ohio State Duke every year, but it'll be Ohio State, North Carolina, Ohio State Duke.
Right.
It'll be Michigan State. Nebraska will be looking at whoever finished
NC
ninth.
State.
Yeah, they're going to be looking at NC State. They're going to be looking at Miami of Florida, Wake Forest, Georgia Tech. They're going to be looking at somebody on down the line in the ACC, but yet it's still an ACC. Apparently, Nebraska has also discussed playing games at a neutral site so that they can get a bigger name opponent like a Kansas City, a Memphis, maybe even a New York. One of those things where Duke will go somewhere, it's a big recruiting base, or Notre Dame will go somewhere because it's a big recruiting base and they've got enough home games and they're going to make just as much money. So maybe Nebraska gets a couple of big name schools on their schedule next year. The only two teams that they know they're going to play next year are Creighton and TCU. In non-conference play.
Nothing wrong with that. Now when we add to that, let's just make sure that we don't have Baltimore, Maryland County.
Well, I'm going to tell you,
Maryland.
Those are both on the road. There's no way Nebraska has a tough home schedule next year. No way. Zero.
I'm not saying tough. I'm saying you got to have a name.
Anybody.
You got to have a name.
That ACC team will be the name. There won't be anybody close.
It's going to
we'll
be
talk with Brian Rosenthal.
It's going to be
that.
Savannah State and those teams again.
Oh, it's going to be. I will venture
Greenwood.
To say there'll be a team on there that you've never heard of. You know, South Carolina Upstate.
That sucks.
The thing here is Nebraska needs to find. They need to get going here with get Iowa State on the schedule. That's good for both schools. They're both not good. They both would have a chance to win that. So let's just get that as a home and home. Get it started. Not necessarily Kansas and Kansas State.
What's wrong with Colorado State or Wyoming?
Get St. Louis on there. Get Colorado on there. Get Wichita State back on there. Why wouldn't you? Get some. Those are the schools you need. You don't need Kansas, and you don't need Baltimore Eastern Shore.
There you go.
Or IUPUIFWKZYDX.
That's where I'm going.
All right. There you go. So there you go, 888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number, 888-455-3776. We've got one more set of spring game tickets. And if we can believe the weathermen, and I think just coming back to the studio here a little bit ago, I think it's over. It's going to be windy the rest of the day, but I think the precip must be over. That's the way they've been talking. It's supposed to be in the low 60s tomorrow for the spring game. It's supposed to be a beautiful day. If you didn't have this day preceding it, you'd be all pumped up because tomorrow's going to be a beautiful day to go watch some college football. We're going to give you a chance to win spring game tickets before the end of the show today. And we'll be giving away our Big Dally Deli combo. If you get us an email here in the next 30 minutes, we'll still put it into the hopper here using the three words of the week, which are
masterful, discovery, and sunny.
Masterful, discovery, and sunny. You use those any way you want in an email. Fire it off to us here at the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We talked about it with Mike McNeil yesterday, Tony. The kids that are not going to be going on the first or second day of what is now a three-day draft are at a very huge disadvantage this year when they're trying to make a pro team with the NFL lockout, because you can't sign on as a free agent. Even if you are a late-round pick, there's nowhere to go. If you're trying to, especially for these kids that are either going to be a seventh round or a free agent, what do they do? What do they do? And that hinders kids that are from non-BCS schools, Division I, Division II, JUCO, or NAIA, Division III, no matter what you want to look at. And UNK's got some talented kids, but we already know it's a big mountain to climb. It's going to be even bigger now.
Well, the unknown is certainly, I think, what holds people back next week when they look at the excitement level. Mason Brodine's in studio with us right now. Mason, are you holding the excitement? I mean, it's an exciting time, but yet the unknown is great, right?
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. I would be blessed to be a late seventh round, you know, but I would be more than happy to be a free agent or just even try to get to a mini camp.
A lot of folks had a chance to catch the article in the Kearney Hub or the Omaha World Herald about Nebraska's pro day and you going down there. And for the folks that haven't had a chance to read the article, you were taking a chance because you basically went down there like a kid seeking an autograph, hoping to see the star. And you had to wait a long, long time, but you got your opportunity. First, talk about just what prompted you to go down there, and then kind of take us through that day again.
Well, my agent had told me that I needed to go down there and get some exposure for more, because there's going to be more scouts at the Husker Pro Day, obviously, than a UNK Pro Day. So he said I needed to get some more exposure. So I just went down, and he tried to get me into the Pro Day, and I just got lucky, I guess.
You waited around for how long?
I got there at like 8:15 in the morning, and I didn't get to work out till about 4:15 in the afternoon.
And I see both sides here. If there's one place for all these guys to go, you want to see them. But Nebraska obviously doesn't want to share time with anybody. They want the time focused on the Nebraska kids. And there were a lot of guys there, a lot of scouts there. Some of them stayed. Some of them took off. Talk about when you went in and what the paces were they put you through and kind of what they told you, what you were expecting. It didn't last all that long.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect going in there, but I understand they all had to make it back for flights and everything, so I just went in there and they worked me out fast. I mean, the Huskers, they got to work out with, you know, there's more people there. They got to wait while other people were doing drills, and I just went through as fast as I could.
Now, you had the experience of actually going to Indianapolis. Your agent had sent you to a week workout to prepare you for the prototypical drills, I guess, that they put you through. So you knew what to expect when they did work you out.
Yeah, I knew what. There's the standard drills for the combine. There was just a few of the position work that I didn't know what they were going to have me do.
Mason Brodine is joining us here in studio on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. What now are you expecting in 2 weeks? What are people telling you? Did they like what they saw? I understand that you have sent some more film out. What are these guys looking for, and what do you know from folks that have talked to you?
I've gotten pretty good feedback from some of the teams that have talked to me, and I don't know what to expect. I just want them to give me a chance to maybe make a mini camp or just get a shot.
Mason, you played defensive end basically throughout your college career. Teams are looking at you, maybe an outside linebacker. You will be standing. I mean, you're not going to be a down unless you put on an extra 40 pounds. You're going to be standing up on the outside of somebody's defense. And then you mentioned before we came on here, perhaps even a tight end. When's the last time you've caught passes?
Probably my senior year of high school. But we had some fakes put in at UNK on the field goal. So.
And that was a high-flying, prolific offense under Stan Whistle at Elm Creek, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, not much.
They threw it three times a game, whether they needed to or not. But that's one of the options. Teams look for versatility. You're willing to do it all, go down and cover kicks, block on kicks, do the whole special teams, something maybe you're not accustomed to either.
Yeah, I'd do anything just to get a chance to be on the field, you know.
What has happened at UNK? Have guys come in to UNK and worked you and some other guys out?
We had one team come in and work out me and a few of the other guys, Ryan Matthews and Kyle Kaiser. So,
what's Coach Morris and some of the coaches told you? Because let's be honest, not a lot of guys get the opportunity to be drafted. There have been some special players to come through UNK that have had a shot. Richie Ross, obviously, everybody's gonna remember him. What's Coach telling you to expect here during this?
Whatever happens, I guess. I mean, just hope for the best and see where it takes you.
Is it difficult sitting there knowing that in 2 weeks your phone could ring or it may not ring and it may be 3 days later before it rings?
Whatever happens. I mean, I just want a shot.
Mason Brodeen's with us. What do you do now in the next 2 weeks? There's really nothing you can do to improve your stock, or is there something you can do? Do you keep sending stuff out to teams, or are teams still inquiring about you, trying to get info?
They would all contact me through my agent, and he would help them out with any film or anything they need. And I don't think there's any way to improve my stock now.
How much, I guess, as UNK have the Lopers being better? I mean, they have been good throughout your career. Obviously, you're one of the reasons for that. Orion, Kaisers, a couple of the kids that you told us that worked out. How much has that helped get your name out there that UNK is been a top 15, top 10 program in the country these last couple of years?
It's been great for me. I mean, just personally, how good UNK's been, it's been awesome for exposure.
Mason, talk about the taste in your mouth about Loper football. It's got to be bittersweet at best because you didn't get a chance to go on to the playoffs, which I think everybody thought you guys deserved the right to do. Does that still linger, and do you still think about that every day?
Oh, every now and again I think about it, but it's over with. I mean, can't change it now.
No, but the officiating was terrible. How many times did you get held in that game?
Oh, no more than usual, I guess.
Mason Brodeen with us for another minute here. We've talked about this and we joke with the coaches, but it really is the backbone of the Lopers. A lot of small school, non-Class A, even non-Class B kids, there are a lot of the C and D schools, the eight-man kids, the C2 kids that are playing and contributing, and like yourself, all-conference, all-American. Is that a source of pride? Do you guys kind of hang together if you've been out of the Fort Kearney or the Loup Platte or are from this area?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, when I first came in, I knew all, like, the Eric Gustafson and Josh Rohde and Travis Wagoner. I knew a bunch of those guys that had played eight-man ball with me, and I don't know, Ryan, of course, played against him in high school.
Isn't he 30?
He looks it.
Do you guys all have, like, FKC tattoos somewhere?
No, we've talked about it.
Mason, we wish you the best of luck. We're going to keep up to date with you, see what happens there. If the NFL doesn't come calling, or if you're a free agent and you can't do anything for 3 months, what is your next step? I mean, people are thinking, does he go play for the Nebraska Danger? Does he go to Canada? Are there other options that you have already been looking at and been told about?
I would have to contact my agent over that, or he would have to tell me because of our contract, I think. But I'm just going to keep working out and try and hope for the best.
But you're open. If he said go to Europe or go to Canada, you're open for that.
Football's football. I just want to play.
I love it. I love it. Mason, it's appreciate you coming in. Pleasure covering you while you're at Elm Creek and with the Lopers, and hopefully we'll continue to do that with wherever you land.
Thanks a bunch.
You bet. Mason Brodeen, former Loper, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's a fickle business, and you just, as Mason said, you just look for a shot. You never know. You never know. I mean, let's face it, Danny Woodhead, that everybody's going to compare anybody anymore to Danny Woodhead. He got a shot and barely has made it, and now everybody loves the kid, and he's done great things, and he's part of a great football team. He was good with the Jets. He's even better with the Patriots. Now they got his shot.
When Monday's show, he lost Aaron Rodgers 54% to 46.
For the Madden, for the being Madden, on the cover of Madden 12. That was the quarterfinals, right?
Yes, that was the Elite Eight.
He won a couple of rounds.
There's a lot of people voting on that. That was the closest match. Aaron Rodgers, he's within that percentage of Aaron Rodgers. Talk about popularity. Division II, Chattanooga State, North Platte, Nebraska.
Okay, let me ask you this, and maybe we'll even ask Mason this, because we're Cowboy fans. So, and we've heard this about being fans from the national media, Scott Van Pelt, you know, you got to have one team. Is it okay to get a Woodhead jersey? What do you think, Mace? If you're not a Patriot fan, and I know there's a UNK-Shadron rivalry there, but throw that out. Is it okay? I mean, is it okay to get a Mason Brodeen jersey if you end up with the Kansas City Chiefs? I mean, is that okay?
Yeah, why not?
We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. All the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. I've had a couple of the croissant sandwiches this week, and you can get two for $3 for breakfast, which is served daily until 11 a.m. every day of the week. Two locations in Kearney next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. We're near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. Also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Brian Rosenthal, the Lincoln Journal star, will join us when we come back.
I think we can all agree that there are some things you definitely want to pay attention to when you hear them. For instance, when you hear somebody yell fire, that's a situation that requires your full attention. And when I tell you that there are no games or gimmicks, just honest-to-goodness bottom-line pricing on Midway's huge inventory of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, cars, trucks, crossovers, and vans, well, pretend I yelled fire. Quick and simple, cut and dried. That's just the way you like it, and that's just the way it is at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Right now, save up to $9,100 off a new Dodge Ram. The spring truck selection at Midway is better than ever. Get all the details and meet our online concierge at thinkmidway.com. Midway's concierge will get you all the information you need to help you make an informed decision. It's free and it's fast at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
With a slightly sweet yet tangy flavor, Holman One Farms dipping and glazing sauce is so thick it even clings to wings and fries. Try it on meat just before you take it off the grill, or pour it on meatballs and cocktail weenies. Maybe use it to glaze a meatloaf. If it gets the Holman kids to the dinner table on time, it'll work for yours too. Ask your grocer where they stock the Holman One Farms products. Click on the Holman One Farms link at kkpr.com for the Holman One story.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
A high wind warning remains in effect for our area today as we'll see a mix of rain and snow across the area with accumulations of an inch to upwards of 3 inches possible in spots. Temperatures will stay fairly steady with northwest winds at 20 to 45. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Midway Auto Group broadcast booth on this Friday, where we go to the Dent Popper inbox, and Mark in Minden says, listening to Daddy's masterful discovery of the English language day in and day out makes my day sunny. Mark using our three words of the week, and in for the Big Dally Deli combo meal. Let's go to the phone lines. What do we got, Merritt?
We got Mike from Grand Island.
Mike, what's going on?
Not much. I just wanted to do a quick comment about, you know, you were talking earlier about the Doc Sadler and he'll never win the Big Ten. I have two schools of thought on that. The first one is I think Osborne decided to give him more money, just, you know, kind of to appease him a little bit to even make the NCAA, because it's been, what, 12 years since we've been there? 13? I mean, it's been, you know, my kid, I think, just got born when they, you know, were in an NCAA tournament. And I just kind of want to know how come, you know, you guys are talking about you're scheduling these, you know, schedule some tougher. If you look at Doc Sadler's record, you know, what is it, 30% of his wins are the lowest three conferences of basketball. If he schedule tougher, is he going to be out of the door that much quicker? I'll hang up and listen to your comments.
Thanks, Mike. Mike in Grand Island with a thought there on Nebraska basketball. And I think that's just let's just go ahead and bring in our next guest, Brian Rosenthal from the Lincoln Journal-Star, because we do want to talk a little Nebraska basketball today with the more details on the contract, moving into the Big Ten, getting a home game for the challenge, and then we'll talk a little spring football. But Brian Rosenthal, the Lincoln Journal-Star, does join us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brian, thanks for the time. How's it going?
Good, guys. How are you?
Well, we're doing okay. Mike from Grand Island just called in and wants to know how long, I think, basically, Doc Sadler's leash is, because saying something like 30% of his games are against the three weakest conferences in the country, and we talked about getting that schedule made for future years and how you have to put winnable games on there when you don't have the greatest talent in the world. Your thoughts with the contract extension, and It sounds like he's going to be around for a long time unless there's just an implosion or some off-court issues. Tom Osborne is pleased with him through 2016 signing that contract, yet Nebraska's still not winning big-time games away from home.
Yeah, the contract, you know, how long will he be here? As long as Tom Osborne's athletic director, Doc Sadler, will be the basketball coach, in my opinion. So if you want to make any predictions on how long Tio will be the AD, I'm sure that Doc Sadler will be your basketball coach. I don't see him, unless, like you said, you know, Doc Sadler's, you know, robbing stores on O Street or something like that. I don't think he's in any trouble. I've used a different expression off the air, which, you know, isn't appropriate for on the air, of things he might be doing, but it might get him fired. But we'll go with robbing stores on those streets. So, yeah, aside from that, I think he's fine as long as Tom Osborne's the athletic director. So however long Tom's here, Doc will be here too.
Well, Tony, I think this makes an interesting case, because we talked about it when Doc came on and had some success early on. It's going to be hard to be the coach at Nebraska in 2016 for two reasons. A, if he's no good, he can't make it to 2016. And if he is good, somebody's going to snatch the guy away because he's not making a lot of money, and it is tough to win here at Nebraska.
Well, Brian, I guess I understand the thought process that you've got to lock the guy up for 3, 4, 5 years so he can tell recruits that, well, yes, I'm going to be the coach there.
Yeah.
That seems to be the only reason for this extension, right?
I would say so. Here's the deal. When you have – you either commit to a coach or you cut your ties. It's one or the other. You don't dilly-dally around and You make a commitment to him, and that's what Osborne did. That's his decision. Is it the right decision? We'll find out. But you don't, as you say, for recruiting and everything, coaches nowadays almost have to have at least a four years in the eyes of a recruit. You know, when a freshman comes here, he wants to see that his coach is here through the next 4 years, and that's basically what Osborne did with this. So, but yeah, you have to either decide, hey, either I'm your coach or I'm not your coach. Which is it? And I, you know, as far as not going somewhere else, if things get good here, I don't know. I think if things got good here, he'd actually stay. I mean, he likes it here. He's in the Big Ten Conference. He would get raises. He'd make more money if Nebraska was going to the Sweet 16s and everything right now. And Doc's not one that's necessarily about the money anyway. So if things are going well, I could see him being here in 2016. If things aren't, then no.
Brian Rosenthal, the Lincoln Journal Star, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brian, did you think that the contract and all the provisions were just strange? I mean, he didn't get that big of a raise on his yearly contract, yet you double up the if he's fired, which, wow, who even thinks of that kind of stuff? And then he makes more money for making the NCAA tournament than winning the Big Ten, which would be so much tougher. Just seems like there's a lot of strange clauses in the contract.
Yeah, the biggest one would probably be the doubling of what Nebraska would owe him if he's fired without cause. That was the biggest one. The raise in the grand scheme of things, he was about 822 to 850 after the previous contract with yearly increases. So up to 900, it's not a tremendous increase. So the difference being the base salary was originally 425, and then the other 375 coming from radio and television and apparel deals. And now that's just all lumped into one guaranteed 900,000. So, but the most notable on that, I would think, would be the doubling of what Nebraska would owe him should he be fired without cause. But again, as long as Osborne's here, I don't see that happening.
Like, I know we're going to talk a little spring football in a minute, but I guess I know of nobody out there that is just harped on constantly that Doc Sadler should not be the coach and he should be gone at Nebraska. I think Doc's got a lot of people in his corner. A lot of people think it's headed the right direction. The only thing I'd like to see him eliminate is that three-man weave offense out there for 30 seconds off the play clock that no one else in the country runs, but we have it mastered.
But you know what? That helped beat Texas. They did. They ran that a few times, and it helped him beat Texas.
So fair enough, Brian. Fair enough.
Brian, it's just wow, wow. Brian, how good is the team going to be next year?
They'll be better. I'm interested in the couple of recruits they have coming in. One of the freshmen, Josiah Moore from Norcross, Georgia, and then the kid, Dylan Talley, the JUCO kid they just signed this week. He was the fifth or sixth leading scorer in the JUCO ranks. So I think the talent level is getting better. How will they do in the Big Ten? I don't know. And that's the million-dollar question right now. Everybody talks about how Nebraska's style and Doc's style is more suited for the Big Ten. It's kind of a defensive, grind-it-out type of league. And I agree with that. The problem is now you're joining a bunch of teams who are used to that style. The reason Nebraska, I think, was, well, I use success in a relative term, but the times that they had success and keeping the scores down in the Big 12 because they were able to get the other team to play to their style and to a different style. And the games that they did win that were big in the Big 12 was because of that. Now they're joining a bunch of teams that play that style on a regular basis. So it's not like they'll be catching anybody off guard or anything like that. So, basically they'll be playing a bunch of teams who are good at their own game. So, we'll see. The Big 10's tough. The Big 12's tough. I think it's a wash in the end.
Brian Rosenthal, the Lincoln Journal Star, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio the day before the spring game, and we're talking a little basketball. You can always find out more on their website, the Husker Extra website, a great spot, a lot of blogs going on. And yesterday, Brian, you wrote that Nebraska is going to get a home game for the ACC, and I quickly pulled up, Tony, who that middle to the bottom, Virginia, Miami, NC State, and then, as we said, Georgia Tech, Wake Forest, bottom. Maybe Maryland didn't have a great year. Boy, Maryland at Nebraska, a good way to kind of get things going. Any indication, whether it's that game, whether it's some of those neutral site games, have you heard any kind of a big-name team that Nebraska might be courting?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell us?
Probably not right now. I'd tell you, but then I'd probably get fired. So.
That's cool. That's cool. I got
no,
it.
No, there's. They're trying. I mean, they really are, and it's as much as people get tired of the teams that come into Devaney, we get tired hearing about it. It's just like the same old thing. And the one thing I always point out is, you know, take a look at Iowa State's schedule or Kansas. Well, I guess we should go to the Big Ten now, but you know, everybody plays the Maryland Eastern Shores and the Arkansas Pine Bluffs of the world. The part where Nebraska's got to bump it up, it just get one or two BCS teams coming in here. You know, they've tried getting K-State, Iowa State, Kansas, Missouri. Most recently, they talked to Texas A&M. A&M is the only team that's shown interest of coming in here next year. Now, why wouldn't K-State or any of those other teams want to play Nebraska home and home? I don't know. Have they tried that hard? I don't know. It sounds like they have. You know, they're trying for neutral site games, and, you know, Chicago was one of them. They talked about going to New York and Kansas City and Memphis at one point. I don't see that happening right now, but and doing it just like a one-time thing with the BCS team. So, you know, they're trying to upgrade things with the schedule. I think they're to the point now with the experience and everything where they can't use Hughes as an excuse and say we're trying to, you know, just get wins for a young team. They got to go out and play some teams. But, you know, even if they do that, you're still going to see the lower-level conference teams come in here because that's what every school does. It's not just Nebraska. Every school does that. But they do have to get a name school in here at some point. You know, TCU is not that name school that people were looking for, and that was pretty much their big-time foe last year that wasn't part of some challenge. I know USC came in here, but that was already scheduled. So, but I'll just say that they're trying, and we'll see what happens.
I'll just say as long as the Shim Shams aren't involved, I'm happy.
Yeah. Stay away from the holiday game. You'll be all right.
Brian, a lot of people are interested in the football game tomorrow, the red-white scrimmage sure. that hopefully will draw 70,000 in the university's eyes. Is there one thing that you will look for tomorrow when you go, or is it just wait and see what happens, or is there something that really piques your interest?
Not really. I'll be honest. It's a... Okay, here's the thing. It's a scrimmage, and they're not going to show anything on offense. It's you know, it's good to get the juices flowing and get out there and see the guys again. And no, in all seriousness, I mean, you want to see some of the new guys. That's every spring. That's the only thing I look for is some of the new guys that we haven't seen. I'll be looking at receiver. I'll be looking at Kenny Bell. Is he as fast as what people have said? Has Quincy Nunwell made any strides from last year? What does Jamal Turner look like at wide receiver? I guess wide receiver is that one spot where there's a lot of new guys. I'll be interested to see what Breon Carnes does and if there's any potential there to push Taylor Martinez. I don't look for a lot from Taylor tomorrow, so I'm not going to be having a big eye on him unless he gets hurt or something. Yeah, I don't think they'll show a lot tomorrow, so I'll be keeping my eye on the new guys and seeing if what we've heard throughout the spring is true, particularly with guys like Kenny Bell, and is he as fast, and could he beat Taylor Martinez in a foot race?
I think that'll be...
Now, if they had a foot race tomorrow at halftime between those two, that'd be interesting. So.
I think Big Daddy against Jared Crick on a bum knee would also be an interesting race tomorrow at halftime. Brian Rosenthal with us for just another minute, and you bring up an interesting point with the wide receivers. You want to see how they do. But the boys got to be able to get the ball to them through the air, and I know that there's a lot of Husker fans that want to see if they can throw it, and if they don't throw it a lot tomorrow, I think that's going to bring up questions just automatically saying, well, they didn't throw it because they can't throw it. And it just seems like this spring game, Brian, to me, has become dumbed down and way less important and way less of a scrimmage than it was – you know, 10 years ago before Coach Callahan came here. I mean, it used to be a bigger thing than it is. Now it's a bigger thing in the fans' eyes, and it's not much of a competition out there, is it?
Yeah, it seems like it's gotten bigger in terms of, well, let's face it, it is what it is. It's a recruiting tool. It's a chance for 80,000 people, 70,000 people to come woo recruits. You know, recruits will come in an April day, and they'll see the stadium filled for a scrimmage, and they'll be impressed. And that's, seriously, that's a big deal of what tomorrow is about. on the field stuff, you know, I look for individual performances, and from a competitive standpoint, after the first quarter, it's, you know, they'll start having running clock and they'll have coaches out on the field, and it's just a glorified practice is what it is. So, yeah, it's not nearly the competitive game that maybe once was, and, you know, way back in the day.
Anybody, not recruits, but last year, Ndamukong Suh came in, made the big contribution. I know we don't have anything like that tomorrow, but are you hearing that there's going to be a lot of ex-players back for the game tomorrow?
Not that I've heard of so far, no. I'm sure there'll be some, but I don't know specific names or how many people or anything like that, no.
The one thing I'll be interested in, I would really like to see Brett Maher attempt a 50-yard field goal. And just to see where we're at in the kicking department.
They might do that. They might have, like, it was Purdue, I think, last week. They had their kicker try 5 or 6 field goals in the last 2 minutes of the first half of the spring game. So maybe they'll do something like that. Wouldn't be a bad idea. They need some experience.
Well, Brian, we'll see you in Lincoln tomorrow. And thanks so much for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, have a great day.
Yeah, guys, you bet.
Take care, Brian Rosenthal, Lincoln Journal Star. Follow him online and, of course, in the paper. It's not just online anymore, but Lincoln Journal Star, talking a little football and basketball. Joining us here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. And, folks, don't forget, there are no games or gimmicks when you go to the Midway Auto Group, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, or Midway Chevy, Buick, Cadillac. Midway's huge inventory right now has cars, trucks, crossovers, vans, quick and simple, cut and dried. That's the way you like it, and that's the way it is at Midway. Right now, save up to $9,100 on a new Dodge Ram. The spring truck selection at Midway, better than ever. Get all the details and meet their online concierge. They put that word in there for you, Daddy, at thinkmidway.com. Online, folks, if you've never checked it out, you have to. It's just going to get you even more prepared and more comfortable when you go in to buy that pre-owned or brand new certified vehicle from the Midway Auto Group. Midway, it's a better way. ThinkMidway.com.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today. StubHub!
Guys get haircuts. Guys watch sports. Year after year, that winning combination has landed Sport Clips on Entrepreneur Magazine's list of America's fastest growing franchises. Featured on CNBC, Sport Clips is a one-of-a-kind business with a proven successful track record. If you're a serious investor who wants to work on the business, not in it, there may be a Sport Clips franchise available in your market. Some businesses were made for success. Sport Clips is one of them. Every investment should be this obvious. Check it out now at sportclips.com.
Take a look at your refrigerator. See that spot on the front upper left-hand corner? Get one of your magnets. I've got some information that you're going to want to stick right there. Now write this down. thinkapproved.com. That's thinkapproved.com. If you've been unable to purchase quality transportation because of bad credit, credit card debt, bankruptcy, or charge-offs, the new Midway Auto Credit at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney can and will help. Change your life at thinkapproved.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. all handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A high wind warning remains in effect for our area today as we'll see a mix of rain and snow across the area with accumulations of an inch to upwards of 3 inches possible in spots. Temperatures will stay fairly steady with northwest winds at 20 to 45. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The roster out for the spring game, Tony, and some guys that will not be playing. Cody Spano, I thought he played last week, but he's not playing in the scrimmage this week. Kaminsky Gillian is out. Cameron Meredith is out. Also, of course, Jared Crick is out. Some of the names that I remember, you know, Chase Romey, he was supposed to be a big deal. He's not playing in the game. Brent Moravec from Grand Island is not going to be able to play in the game. But you've seen the rosters. Do you have a spread for the game? Red just continues to dominate in this series, and they do have Taylor Martinez.
Yeah, and but you know, how long is he going to play? There's a big question. So there would be the game would be circled. You would not be able to bet to your full potential on this game. I would have to put the red team as probably a 3.5-point favorite.
Here's the funny thing, because I think Brett Maher would probably have to kick for both teams. I think if it came down to a game-winning field goal, he's listed on the red, but I think he'd go over and kick it for the white.
I think you're right.
So I'm going to go the white wins on a Maher field goal.
That would be lovely. Something I did notice, the white team has 3 3-year lettermen. The red team has 3 3-year lettermen. The 3-year letterman on the red team, Alfonso Dennard, Matthew May, our friend from Imperial, has been on the show many a time, Marcel Jones, the offensive lineman, number 78. On the white team, I look down, Mike Caputo, our center, Timo out of New Orleans, Jared Crick's buddy right up there on the defensive tackle position, and the last member, the 3-year letterman team is our very own number 23, Lance Doral.
See, and he's on the white team.
Yep.
Where's our buddy Legate? Which team is he on? Oh, I think he's on the red, isn't he? Legate on the red.
Gate's 40. Yeah, 48, yeah.
Yep, Legate. He's on the red, so. All right. What do you think? Doral makes a tackle on Legate?
Oh, he would punish him so bad.
That would be so great. Hey, let's draw out a winner for this week's Big Dally Deli Combo, home of a bazillion sandwiches with two locations in Hastings and one in Kearney on top of the hill. Love, love, love the Big Dally Deli. And Merritt, our official picker, I should have said selector, our official selector of the winner has selected. Who have you selected?
I think we're going to go with Mark from Minden with the email today.
Whoa. Mark's the winner. Congratulations, Mark. We'll be getting you out a certificate for a large combo meal from Big Dally Deli. Enjoy it. And if he's from Minden, he could go to Hastings or Kearney.
That's a great opportunity because there's two locations in Hastings. He could pick either one.
Dude.
If he's over here,
speaking of Hastings.
Dun.
Speaking of Hastings, I was fortunate enough to receive this honor 2 summers ago. And this summer, our working buddy, our fellow employee Mike Will has been named the Nebraska Coaches Association Media Person of the Year for the years that he has put in covering high school sports throughout Nebraska. I know some of the great coaches there at St. Cecilia and Adams Central nominated him for that award. So congratulations to Mike Will. He'll receive that during the Nebraska Coaches Association banquet, which comes up in July in association with the Coaches Clinic and the Coaches All-Star Game. So congratulations to Mike Will for winning that award. And when we know more about some of the other awards, various coaches of the year in all the sports, we'll be passing that along to you as well. We told you a couple of weeks ago about the kids that are going to be in the All-Star Game. So congratulations to Mike. And if you see him, pat him on the back or slap him in the back of the head. We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm in the gym with some guys all 30 and older, asking them about the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition.
My name's Brian. I'm 34. The Charger Pack helped me lose about 15 pounds. Really, I have more stamina than I did 5 years ago.
For guys 30 and older, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The Charger Pack increases energy levels, and you'll lose fat around your midsection for a stronger core.
Charger Night, I've been taking that now for 6 months, and I've never slept better. I think just a combination of that Charger product really sets the tone for what I need.
Take it from these guys. If you're a male, 30 and older, and you want to naturally lean up and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with a Charger Pack.
If you like Charger, you'll love the brand new Charger Test. Supercharge your testosterone levels for more intense energy, strength, and stamina with Charger Test, only at Complete Nutrition.
Complete Nutrition.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle, valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hannah's father trained her to be an assassin.
A doctor died.
Her government denied her existence.
Take a look at this kid's blood sample.
Can't be right.
And her target is the one woman who holds the key to her past.
We need to keep this contained, gentlemen.
Did she turn out as you hoped?
Better.
Saoirse Ronan, Eric Bana, and Cate Blanchett.
Sometimes children are bad people, too.
Hannah.
Come and find me.
Directed by Joe Wright. Original score by the Chemical Brothers. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Hannah starts Friday.
I think we can all agree that there are some things you definitely want to pay attention to when you hear them. For instance, when you hear somebody yell fire, that's a situation that requires your full attention. And when I tell you that there are no games or gimmicks, just honest-to-goodness bottom-line pricing on Midway's huge inventory of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, cars, trucks, crossovers, and vans, well, pretend I yelled fire. Quick and simple, cut and dried. That's just the way you like it, and that's just the way it is at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Right now, save up to $9,100 off a new Dodge Ram. The spring truck selection at Midway is better than ever. Get all the details and meet our online concierge at thinkmidway.com. Midway's concierge will get you all the information you need to help you make an informed decision. It's free and it's fast at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
A high wind warning remains in effect for our area today as we'll see a mix of rain and snow across the area with accumulations of an inch to upwards of 3 inches possible in spots. Temperatures will stay fairly steady with northwest winds at 20 to 45. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
Tell me your life's been way offline.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. This brings me back some Kevin Na memories. Took a 16, still had to play some more golf and go play some more rounds today. Well, I could have really worked that good because he says round there. I could have done that. Cancellations today. I figured this morning it would be. And now Fodder Park has canceled their live racing today, and now the precipitation has stopped. But I suppose it's pretty hard to run in 50-mile-an-hour winds. You're not running for fun when it's 50 mile-an-hour winds.
No fun at all.
Live racing at Fodder Park has been canceled today due to the high winds, and racing is scheduled to resume Saturday and Sunday, and they've got some great stake races going on tomorrow and a lot going on this weekend, plus Danger Football tomorrow night, 7:05 against Allen, Texas. Also, Mid-Nebraska Speedway is moving things back a week. Saturday's test and tune practice session moved to the 23rd, which now means the season opener will be on the 30th. So they're moving things back a week at Mid-Nebraska Speedway. All the high school stuff postponed today. Congratulations to Kearney High soccer team going to Omaha, beating Millard West 1-0 last night. So congratulations, bouncing back from the tough defeat to Grand Island. And again, I think just proving how good both those soccer teams are. Coming up, we're going to make our NBA playoff predictions, but right now, let's give away our final family four-pack to tomorrow's spring game. If you've not won anything this week on the Doug and Daddy Show, you're eligible. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Nebraska has one non-conference road game this season. Against who? Where is Nebraska's lone non-conference road game this season? First correct caller gets the spring ticket. It's going to be a great day tomorrow. And, Daddy, spring game, why wouldn't you tailgate?
Well, they've got all your needs. Troutman's Quality Meats, and you just mentioned Fodder Park. Steak races, that's a different kind of steak. That's S-T-A-K-E. I'm going S-T-E-A-K. Steak at Troutman's Quality Meats. They've got them all for you, and they're all aged, a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Plus, they've got your Easter hams, bone-in, boneless. Call and reserve today. They're waiting for you. New Zealand boneless leg of lamb. They've got that in as well. Plus, fresh out of the smokehouse, garlic and Italian sausages await you. There's always a large selection of their smoked sausage waiting for you. You're just looking for some snack sticks, some summer sausage. They've got it for you. Plus, they've got the frozen seafood available at Troutman's Quality Meats. Certified Angus beef, custom cut any of their meat selections to whatever it is you want it, whatever size you want it. Want a meat and cheese tray, take to Lincoln. They've got it for you. Troutman's Quality Meat. Carrie's waiting for you. There's always someone friendly at the counter to help you with your purchase.
How about some seafood for Lent, man?
The grocery store meat departments. That's waiting for you as well. They've got it there. All the seafood awaits you. Troutman's Quality Meats. T-Bone's waiting for you out front.
Who's our winner?
We got Jeff from Kearney.
Jeff's going to the spring game. He knew Wyoming was the non-conference road game this year for the Huskers. Time to make our NBA selections. Do you have the other bracket over there that
yep.
I threw at you yesterday? All right, let's make our selections in the NBA playoffs. Okay, let's start with the West. I'll take San Antonio. I'll take Oklahoma City. I'll take Dallas. And I'll take the Lakers. That's right, I took all the favorites. You doing anything different?
No, I'm not doing anything different.
What are you doing in the East?
You know what? I'm going to take Portland over Dallas.
Yeah.
That's.
What are you going to do in the East?
I'm going to take Chicago. I'm going to take. Can Atlanta make a run? I really like Chicago. Boston. Miami. Give me Atlanta.
Yeah, I took all the favorites again. Chicago, Orlando, Boston, Miami. So I have no upsets in the first round of the NBA playoffs. Orlando, I mean, they got Superman. They got Superman.
Yeah.
I think that might be the best series out of all in the first round. All right, let's move on to the second round. Let's move on to the semifinals. Let's stay in the East. You've got Chicago playing Atlanta. Who you got?
I've got Chicago, and I've got Boston. Yeah, Miami won that last one. They put all their stock into that. I got Boston. Yeah, Chicago and Boston.
I'm going to take Chicago and Miami just because it's time for Boston's run to end. So I got Chicago and Miami in the Eastern Conference Final. Who you got in the Western Conference Final? You're going to do the same thing. That's going to be the en vogue pick, isn't it? Oklahoma City to make it in with Kevin Durant. I mean, so I'll take – go ahead. You got Oklahoma City.
And I'll take L.A. again.
Man, it's sad. It's sad there because the Lakers are definitely going to get by Dallas and Oklahoma City, San Antonio. You don't disrespect the Spurs. I'll take San Antonio to battle the Lakers. Who you got in the NBA championship?
Gonna do it old school. That's what I said at the beginning of the year. I'll stick with L.A. and Boston.
I'm going to take Did we make predictions at the beginning of the year?
I mean, that would have been my prediction at the beginning of the year. I've got the USA Today from October 26th, the day the NBA season opened.
I'm going to take the Lakers against Miami in the final, and then the superstars go down. I'll take the Lakers over Miami to win the NBA championship. And you took Boston, huh?
No, Chicago. I really like Chicago a lot, but I'm going to take Boston.
All right. Well, there you go. So my curse has been put on the Lakers to beat Miami, and yours is Boston over L.A.
I know we're backed up against it, Doug, but we got to mention the Kansas City Royals. They've been on a roll lately. They're picking up wins. Won again last night in a rain-short and complete game by Bruce Chen. Bruce Chen is becoming one of the elite pitchers. I know he's getting up in age a little bit, but he is really, really throwing the ball well, and the defense playing good. They jumped on him early last night. Alex Gordon, another good night. Continues to impress.
Drove in a couple of more. So Royals and Mariners this weekend, home of the Royals, the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Tomorrow they will have the spring game on as well. We've got NBA basketball starting Sunday here on ESPN Radio. UNK baseball and softball, they're out in Denver. Baseball playing Metro, softball playing Regis. Hastings College baseball team currently in a tie for second of the conference. They're at Mount Marty in Midland this weekend. The softball team's at Morningside Saturday, and will host Mount Marty on Sunday if the weather's all nice. UNK tennis teams, again, if they're not a major, major sport, you may not follow them, but right now they continue to do good things, both second in the Central Region. And, Daddy. Nebraska Bowling.
Going for the national title this weekend in Michigan.
They were the second seed heading into today's double elimination format. What do you think?
Well, it's a Baker-style format, and I think that bodes well for this team. They're Bill Straub and Paul Klemp, but they do a hell of a job with those ladies down there, and I really like the chances.
Folks, enjoy the weekend. Hope to see you at the spring game if you can't go, or if you can go. We're going to break it down and talk about it on Monday's show. Hope to have a special guest or two on Monday's show. We've efforted a couple of folks. The Husker coaches are going out recruiting first thing on Monday. We're trying to work things out to talk with Ross Ells, former Hastings College coach, assistant at Ohio, and linebacker coach now for the Huskers, to join us on the show next week, hopefully on Monday. We'll also talk to a few of the players in the area as well on Monday's show. Recap all that happened this weekend. And we do want to thank Brian Rosenthal, the Lincoln Journal star, for joining us today, and Mason Brodeen, UNK Loper, to talk about his football future as well. The draft less than 2 weeks away.
Hey, have a good weekend. Enjoy the weather. It's supposed to be much improved the next 2 days. We'll see you on Monday. Doug and Daddy's show, 1460 in Kearney. 1550, our friends in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.